Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to our weekly Take Action team call, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And this evening, we have this amazing, amazing couple, actually 253rd Isagenics millionaire and the 28th millionaire on the Take Action team.
That's amazing.
This couple's gone 6-star golden circle. They're building it as a couple and they're absolutely rocking it. So it is my absolute treat to welcome to the line this evening, Danielle and Mark Slew. How are you doing?
We're great.
We're down here in Naples, Florida, where the weather's always fantastic and we couldn't be better right now. We're coming off the high of New Year's kickoff and we're just great.
Warren, I'm going to show you something that I stole, don't tell anybody, from Celebration 2 years ago. And it's right against the side of my computer, but I'm going to show it to you. Okay. And they had these on the chairs, remember, at Celebration.
I do.
And Mark and I ran over, and I, when Celebration was over, I grabbed one. I said, that is going right in my vision
board,
right next to my computer. And we had manifested it for NYKO.
Beautiful.
Just with a lot of help from a great team.
Now you need to, next event, swipe the 7-figure money.
We have
no
it.
No doubt.
Well, guys, I can tell by your smiles, you're absolutely loving life. You're enjoying the ISA life. But let's roll back the clock of time. I believe you've been involved now for what? 7 years-ish?
Six years.
Okay, so you've been
a little past 6 years.
You've been in Isagenics for 6 years. So I guess my question to both of you is what attracted you to Isagenics in the first place? Because let's just back up. What were the two of you doing basically, say, 7 years ago prior to Isagenics? And then what attracted you to Isagenics?
I'll start, okay. Then I'll throw you in.
Okay.
So basically just prior to Isagenics, I was already in the network marketing industry with another company. I had made it to the top rank of that company, but I was very disenchanted. It was through that experience that I met Lisa DeMayo, and I had heard of and kind of met as an acquaintance Lynn Hagedorn. And so when I got the call that Lisa had resigned and was moving to this kind of incredible nutrition company with cellular blood cleanse, it really, really sparked my interest, because that was the exact month, Warren, that Mark was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin lymphoma cancer. So I was extremely open ears and listening, because I too... I'll let Mark really tell the beginning of the story, which started a decade prior. But I too was there with him. We were first responders down at the World Trade Center for 9/11. We were working on Wall Street. We were not firefighters or EMS.
Yeah, that's why I was going to jump in and say 7 years ago doesn't begin our story with Isagenics. Yeah. It was 2001 when the World Trade Center disaster happened. Danielle and I, as she said, we worked on the New York Stock Exchange, and we actually lived 4 blocks away from the trade centers, and the Stock Exchange was 3 blocks south of the trade centers. So the day that the disaster happened, they closed the exchange. Danielle and I volunteered for Salvation Army, and we were in the pit for for 6 days, the disaster pit where the towers fell, helping the firefighters, helping the EMS, helping the police officers. And we went back to work the next week, and we lived and worked in Lower Manhattan for 6.5 years after the disaster, breathing in all the toxicity, breathing in all, even though they said the air was clean, it was totally false. I mean, you smelt it years afterwards that there was...
During the cleanup,
you smelt just something wrong. It was totally wrong. So 10 years... to the day, basically to the day of the disaster, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer.
And this is already after being a heart attack survivor.
Yes.
Mark had a full heart attack at 43. So now at 48, we're dealing with cancer. So Warren, we were already in the gym every day. We were already at ideal body weight. We were already healthy people buying organic. I was juicing and doing all kinds of other cleansing. So when Lisa approached us with this, I was like, wow, these products are so nutrient dense that this like cleans up all the crazy juicers and produce I have all over my counter, because Isagenics was just doing a better job at getting the nutrients into the containers that could go into our bodies just, you know, much more easily than we could do it. And, you know, in a crisis situation like that, I was all about, give me something that's safe, give me something that's completely nutritious, give me something to help support
that
my body.
Good. I had a drink.
Give me something that's yummy. Yes, 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 yes. I want to learn all about it. So that's really why, I mean, I trusted her. She was extremely generous. She was like, come steal stuff out of my pantry, taste it, try it, see what you think. And Lauren, I had known her reputation just by being in another company with her. I knew that she was, you know, a rock star and had by then had become a best friend. And what's better than really being an entrepreneur and getting to live life on your own terms with your best friends and with, you know, this incredible community.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, I first of all want to say, hey, you're looking alive and well. I here. I mean,
you got nine lives.
Congratulations on beating it and being a survivor. Certainly,
thank you.
You on that, and also both of you for stepping up during the World Trade Center disaster, and you know what, doing your part to make a difference. I know all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
But we really appreciate that, and we did it just because I guess that's who we are. I mean, that's what we like to, you know, not like to do, but when it happened, there was no other choice. I mean, our parents were yelling at us, get out, and we were like, no way, we're not getting out. It's our neighborhood, it happened right in our backyard, we're staying, we're doing what we had to do. And even though when I went through a heart attack, cancer, this is the total honest truth, I would do it all over again, no doubt about it.
Wow, well, thank you for that, absolutely, thank you for that. So you got into Isagenics because Lisa, a good friend of yours, said, hey, I'm doing this. And in many cases in the network marketing profession, it's all about relationships. It's about the relationship I have with another individual that actually causes them to be willing to try the products. It's interesting. I met this movie producer. He's produced over 200 films, and when I'm flying back and forth from Vancouver to LA, because I have a team down there, I've gotten to know this individual. And I've been working on him for almost a year and a half and actually ended up enrolling him last night. But it's because of the relationship that we created over time. And that's exactly what happened with you and Lisa. It was the relationship that caused you to say yes. Now, obviously, you jumped on board. You used the products. Just real briefly, what was your experience, Danielle, like during that initial 30 days? Because you already said you were healthy, you were eating right, yet did you notice anything? Did you drop weight? What was your experience during the initial 30 days?
So for me, I just immediately fell in love with the Ionic Supreme. I immediately fell in love with the shakes. And I think that, you know, going through my first initial, I've really, again, Warren, been at ideal body weight, but the little bit of leaning out in the belly and the little extra lean muscle on the biceps, I'm wearing a sweatshirt here, so you can't really see, but, you know, the lean muscle was like defined and awesome. And the Ionics was like the mommy Wonder Woman juice. I mean, I don't understand how they let you leave the hospital with a newborn without Ionic Supreme. I feel like every person needs it. So I was sold the minute I really gave, can understand the big scoop of greens in my shakes and all of our, you know, incredibly nutrient dense. And also starting to learn about how we use the Cleanse for Life. I mean, I was just in love with it. And certainly as Mark started his journey with the products, certainly a little bit different use of the products for him, because we wound up having to put weight onto his body as he was losing weight. And again, we can say it right now, Isagenics does not claim to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any illnesses, diseases, anything. However, we used it in conjunction to keep his body healthy and strong. And I remember the doctor saying to me, we'd go into get his checkup while he's in the middle of chemo, Warren, and the doctor would say, he'd look at me and he'd say, I told you I don't want him lifting weights in the gym. I said, he's not in the gym. He's drinking these amazing isolene shakes and it's building all this nice lean muscle on his body. He's not working out right now, you know? So our product experience was excellent. And, you know, it didn't take long for us to fall in love.
Wow. That's absolutely beautiful. Now, I guess another question for you. So it was really, you fell in love with the products. You loved the way it made you feel. I mean, you knew there was something good going in your body because it tends to light us up, right? It's great nutrition and then getting the bad stuff out. But when was your turning point where all of a sudden the two of you started thinking, hey, there just might be a serious business opportunity here? Because I know there was a moment in time where all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I can do this. And that's what so many of our listeners, they want to do it. They think they can do it, but they don't yet believe they can do it. And usually there's an event they go to, something happens that's just like, you just know, I can do this. What was your sort of turning point to say, I can do this?
Well, I knew I could do it because we build on a binary system with two sales teams. So in the prior company I was with, it was like crazy stair step breakaway. And as I helped other people succeed, they actually moved away from me and it's kind of detrimental. So just understanding the differences in that alone, I kind of knew I could do it. You know, here we were faced with Mark not working at the time and having two little kids and I have three amazing step girls and Mark's girls are older, but you know, that's five altogether. And I kind of looked at it as we needed a six-figure income like yesterday just to run our lifestyle, you know, and I just like had my eye on the prize. How fast could I build to executive? How fast could I make this into a business? Because I really didn't have any other option, Warren. I treated it as my, you know, as if we put $1 million McDonald's franchise on the highway downtown and I had to work it like a business day in and day out because I didn't really have another good option.
Warren, what we did when I was sick in the beginning, which was instrumental for us, is we had a lot of in-home presentations because I couldn't really go anywhere because I was sick and I was not feeling well. Even though I was taking Isagenics, I still was on chemo and really wasn't feeling well. So we invited people to our house at least once a week to come over. We had 10, 15, 20 people once a week just to present the story, tell my story, present the Isagenics opportunity to them. And that in the first year, that catapulted our business.
That was a really good base.
Before we can go out and present, you know, outside of the home, we invited people to our home to see that we're real people. We have a real life. This is really going on. And we're making money, doing a business, and getting healthy and getting through life, basically.
So where did you get at the end of the first year? What kind of level did you achieve?
I think in year one, I had already done, you know, executive 2-star headed to 3-star.
Okay. So to put it into perspective for our listeners that are new to Isagenics and really don't know what executive is, executives are highest payout level. And that's basically you've created 5 consultants on your left and 5 on your right. So that's executive. 2-star, pushing 3-star, when you're hitting 3-star, you've already created a 6-figure income. So at 2-star, you were already after your first year in between 50 to 100,000 a year, call it 70,000 a year, which, you know, is phenomenal income to be able to start at ground zero and with all the crazies of life going on, I mean, you guys still got it done. And I love what you said. You were working it like a business. And I think that's probably one of the most challenging aspects of Isagenix, as you said, if you invested $1 million on a McDonald's franchise, let me tell you, you're really invested to make it work. But when you come into Isagenix with the value pack for $600, I mean, not that anyone wants to lose $600, but you know, like, who cares? Like, right. That commitment level is radically different. And yet you guys viewed Isagenix that, yes, this is a vehicle that would be actually better in the long run than owning a McDonald's franchise.
Yeah, we actually priced franchising before Danielle got into the other company in Manhattan. We looked at Jamba Juice and we looked at Five Guys and the rent and the commitment of being there 7 days a week, working there weekends. And then we found, after working on the New York Stock Exchange, when we had to be there to make money, trading time for money, when we found the system of network marketing where we could make money 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in our sleep, no matter what we're doing, where we are, we can be in Cabo San Lucas and we're still getting paid on Monday morning. We found that very, very interesting to us. And that's why we also saw people like Lisa and Lynn and you that were professionals and handled it like a business. And we said to ourselves, we're business people. We can do this. Maybe not as fast as them, but we're going to get this done just like these people are getting it done. So the commitment level, like you're saying, was all in for her and all in for me from the beginning.
Love it. Love it. And I guess that's where it really comes down to the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is having that mindset that you can do it. So
yeah.
Again, many of us, what happens is life happens. I mean,
amen.
I have a buddy of mine that, you know, I mean, just every time his business starts to take off, you know, stuff happens and crazy stuff, like almost his entire town burnt down a couple of years ago. And that was up in Fort McMurray. And I mean, all of a sudden it just hit the brakes on everything. I mean, it just seems like every time he ramps up, life happens. And I think that's one of, call it God, call it universe, call it whatever you want, but it's his growing opportunity to be able to build through when, you know, when life gives you lemons, right? You guys turned it into lemonade. So can you share a little bit, how did you keep yourself on track when life threw you a major curveball, Mark, when you're diagnosed with cancer and I mean, you have young kids, I mean, there's so much going on, yet, as you just said, you were doing a launch party every single week, driving this business because you knew it would pay.
We knew, like I said, we saw Lisa, we saw Lynn, we saw you, we saw Jimmy Smith, we saw all these people that we just wanted to emulate. We wanted to be like, we wanted to walk into the millionaire club. We wanted to walk into the legacy club. We saw the opportunity was endless in this company. As Danielle said, with the binary system, where you get paid from the top till whenever. You can just keep going and going and going. And to us, that was just mind-boggling because, like I said, we were on the New York Stock Exchange in 18 inches of space that I had to work on with computers in front of me that cost me at least $100,000 revenue overhead every month.
It's crazy.
To even start making money.
Right.
And then when you go into an overhead business where your overhead is $600 for a value pack and you're eating it, enjoying it, loving it, sharing it, to us it was just like, no brain, let's go. This is genius.
Well, Warren, I also want to just bring up kind of more of the heart and soul piece. Building this business, it just represents more people that we're helping. And I know you were in my shoes. You were a caregiver when Arlene went through some crazy life challenges as well, when you had young boys many years ago. And so you certainly know it's keeping your eye on the prize, but also realizing that it's like, it's our calling. You have to help more people. We're capable of helping more people. So you don't get to Legacy Club unless you've really just persisted with grit and, you know, with getting up and doing it again. And even when you don't feel like doing it, and doing it again.
There were days that I didn't feel like doing
connecting
it.
Connecting with more people and doing it again. And even when it's not glamorous, and even when it's not glorious, and even when it's not, you know, all dressed up walking across the stage, you got to do it again. And you do it when you're tired, and you do it when you're sleepy, and you do it when you do those calls when your team grows into the Pacific time zone and you're on the Eastern time zone and I want to be in bed and I'm like talking to, you know, people on the speaker. But you do it even when you don't want to do it. And that's what the commitment is, because if we've gotten our bodies so healthy and we've been able to get our family in such a financially stable position, it is our responsibility to help more and more people. It is stingy, as Lisa DeMeo says, to not share it generously when there's so many people. We don't even need to go into how crazy broken the healthcare is and how toxic the world is and how people need hope and need help and need somebody to grab them with their hand and be like, hey, come with me. It's so much fun over here and we feel good and I'm going to help you and come into my energy field. So doing it in the midst of all the challenges was just like, there wasn't even an option. We just did it. I don't even know how to answer that question.
Beautiful. Because like what I'm hearing is two real things. One, you mentioned Lisa, you mentioned Lynn, you mentioned Jimmy, you mentioned me. And those individuals are seven-figure money earners in this company. So you were borrowing their belief that their success could be your success. So that was one. And then two, it wasn't about the two of you. Where you just shared right now, it wasn't about, I have to make $5,000 or I have to make $10,000. You never said any of that. What you said was, I can't be stingy. I mean, I have a gift here that really impacts the quality of human life, right? Like getting this great nutrition in our body. And for you guys, it was about not being stingy and actually sharing it. You felt obligated to share it. Even when you were tired, even when you weren't feeling
Warren, it. I would share it even if they didn't pay me this much.
Exactly. So all three of us would do that. And so I think that's beautiful. And I commend you for that, because there's the difference. It's that pulling upon both of your soul, that need to share it, that need to pass on this gift, because it truly is a gift. And it's that obligation that gets you up early and has you staying up late. And it's because you've helped so many people, you've become the 253rd Isagenics millionaire. Like, woo-woo!
So, yeah, and we know that it has everything to do with the people, our team, our friends, the friendships that we made, the people that are standing right next to us, working with us day by day. And we know it's all them, you know, we're just the voice. That's all we are. And they're, you know, they're doing what they do and we're there to help them. And, you know,
it takes a whole army, you know, Warren, it takes a whole army of people to, you know, in network marketing, you know, looking at it like a global franchise, you know, and it's just many, 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 many users and many, many, many people who are enjoying it. And just like in any business, right? Right? Any business needs clients and needs users and needs, you know, customers. And that's just, you know, the more people we can positively impact, the better off we're all going to be. And we're just excited. We feel like we didn't even scratch the surface. We feel like, oh my, I told Kathy Cooper when she called me, I was like, oh my God, Kathy, thank you so much. I'm like dying. I was crying. I'm like, I got the hang of this. I'm going to make the next million in half the time. you just keep going. Like there's no end in sight, Warren. And I understand now how, you know, you have, I don't even know, 200, 300,000 people in your organization, however many hundreds of thousands of people in your organization. And 400,000
wow.
People.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Because you said yes. So really the thank you goes to you, Warren, for saying yes in the first place.
Well, hey, thank you for that. I love that point. Now, the other thing that has really helped drive your business, I think, is both of you are really committed to personal development. why is personal development so important, or what is it about personal development that translates into creating a multiple six-figure income in a network marketing business? Like, because I know you guys are committed to personal development. Where's the correlation in your guys' words?
Yeah, I think it's a lot about what Danielle said before about, first of all, integrity. We need to have integrity to run this business, and we need to be true to authentic to the products, to the way they make us feel, to our story, to the way we share. And, you know, we learn, I mean, Danielle just got back from a 5-day Tony Robbins event Monday. So it's a daily practice for us, the personal growth, because as Tony says, if you're not growing, you're dying. So you have to continue to grow on a daily basis. And you can't just sit and sit in your position that you are right now, because there's always so much more to learn. There's always so much more, so many more people to help, so many more people to talk to, more charities to get involved with. And that's what's in our heart right now.
Yeah, the personal growth's been tremendous, Lauren. And I think that, you know, besides you just getting committed to getting better and better and better every day, I think that you meet awesome people through personal growth and development. People that are growing and moving forward in their life and are, you know, striving to reach new goals, striving to make the world a better place. Those people are generally open. They're also excited. They're kind of in that energy field of awareness and acceptance and consciousness. And I think that, you know, enjoyed isn't even a strong enough word. We've devoured, you know, personal growth. And it's been a win-win because we love it. We live it. We coach it. And then, you know, we've just met a tremendous, wonderful community through that. That's just been, you know, uplifting. And I think that we really needed it. We were so hungry for it after the demise of Wall Street, right? We saw our 7+ figure income on Wall Street go down, 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 heart attack, go down, and we closed that business. And we had no plan B. So we really needed a lot of this personal growth.
Well, I needed it. I was a stockbroker for 25 years. I had a great business. I was good at what I did. And all of a sudden, bang, it was gone. And then my identity as a man, my identity was taken away from me. Because people ask me what you do. I'm a stockbroker. You know, I run a business on the floor. Now it's gone. And then I was going through a lot of different things in my brain about being less than, and she was, you know, working in the other company and succeeding. And that was like a rift between the two of us. So I needed it first. And I thank, it's Lisa again, this is another thing that Lisa got us involved in. And we both thank her for this. I went into this program. I went into this program and I didn't really have great feelings towards Lisa, because Lisa was Danielle's friend and she took Danielle away from me because she was in the other company and doing what she was doing. And then Lisa coached me in this program and basically kicked my butt like nobody's kicked my butt in a long time. And I had a 180-degree turn of who I am, what I am, and what I could bring to my family, to my friends, to my wife, to my parents. And it just exploded from there. And then Danielle went next and she got even more out of it than I did. So personal development for us is a life changer.
And we've continued on and on. I mean, this is going on, you know, now, you know, seven to eight years here on like really hardcore coursework and stuff, and you know, and even doing stuff at home when we're not attending courses and reading and webinars, and like it's just never ending, and we love it, and it's been great.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. My wife and I are always reading books. I mean, the one we've pulled out right now and we're going through because it's the beginning of the year is from Robin Burns, the Magic. She wrote the book The Secret. Yep. Well, The Magic is some daily activities that you can do with gratitude. Yep. And it's kind of cool what ends up happening. So yeah, and you're right. when you go to these events, it's the people you're around. And because a lot of times out there in the real world, I mean, there's so many doom and gloom and pessimistic people. It's just like, oh my goodness, you get to these personal development workshops and you're around like-minded people that want to uplift you and encourage you and support you. I mean, why wouldn't you want to go there? I mean, you feel good afterwards, let me tell you. So another key aspect, I think, to your success has been the ability to sort of hit restart. And some of the listeners are going to go, what the heck are you talking about, Warren? But you guys literally upped, moved from Manhattan, you moved down to Florida where you didn't know a soul, and you literally took your Isagenix business and you literally hit restart. And you started to build. Now, you could do the same thing without moving, but you guys took it to the extreme. Can you talk into that a little bit? Because all of a sudden, you didn't know anyone, yet you continued to build.
Yeah, so we, as Mark was, you know, in remission, we decided that he was seeking the warm and we needed a climate change. So we settled on Naples, Florida. We did not know anyone here, but... you know, we just went for it. I mean, you could always turn around and go back if it wasn't the right move, right? I mean, it wasn't, New York, New Jersey is not going anywhere. But really the point, Warren, is, you know, I threw my kids, one went into a elementary school, one went into a middle school at that time, and we joined PTO, you know, we joined a CrossFit box. We joined the Chamber of Commerce, we joined the BNI, both of us, we went to two different BNI networking groups. I joined a couple of women's softball groups. Mark plays softball in the men's league. And yes, he's still really good hitting home runs and sliding and coming home with the uniform totally dirty like he's 6 years old. So that's really fun. So we just immersed ourselves in, you know, look, we're in network marketing. You're building a consumer network. You have to meet new people. We have to just branch out. You never know who the next person you're going to meet is. And you don't meet people with the intention of, you know, with an Isagenix sticker on their forehead. I mean, you're just meeting people. You're living your life. I'm going to PTO. I'm going to CrossFit. People want to know, where does your energy come from? What is that, you know, crazy shaker cup in your hand? What are you carrying that around for? You know, what does that t-shirt say? It's just life with more interactions, with more people, finding our new tribe, finding new couples to go out, you know, to double dates with. It was just a process of jumping into our new community here in Naples.
Yeah, but we, like you said, Warren, we did take it to the extreme, and not everybody wants to get up and just move and move their family. But what the advice that we give people that say to us, well, I'm not moving, I'm not doing that. We say to them, just, you know, try something different, like go to a different gym, or go as a woman, go get your nails done at a different spot. Just shake it up. Don't sit in the same, if it's not working for you, what I would say is it's not working for you. As Peter Kelly said in NYKO, change your energy field. Change something that's going to change your energy. Go somewhere different. You know, go to a different Starbucks. Go to lunch at a different place. So if you don't want to move and do the extreme like we did, just shake up a couple of things in your life. You never know who you can run into.
I mean, it's Warren, I wouldn't even be as nice as Mark. I mean, I'm a little bit more like hardcore. I think it's like mandatory. Like if your hairdresser is not there's no reciprocation. Like, you need a new hairdresser, girls. Like, you must keep understanding. If you're going to make this a business, if it's a hobby, that's a different story. But if you are going to make this a business and you are struggling in these areas, it's time to shake it up. New hairdresser, new gynecologist, new dental hygienist. I mean, I'm talking, get rid of them and do a whole new layer of energy with all new people around you in 2018. And see where it takes you. You know,
it can't hurt if it's not working.
Yeah,
it can't hurt to change it, right?
And I truly think people need to kind of get out in their communities, you know, sign up and help volunteer at a 5K. We're a health and wellness company. Doesn't matter if you walk it, you know, get involved and figure out how you can be helpful in your community. And I just think we talk about it and it's a nice idea. And many people that are working a full-time job and trying to squeeze this in can make up lots of excuses and reasons why You know, they can't, but it's necessary. You know, it's totally necessary. I decided last year I wanted a new puppy. I never had a dog in my life, so we're still getting you. He barks, and we're like, oh my God, we have a dog.
Yeah, we don't have a little dog. We have a giant dog, which I don't need to go on.
I see him in the background.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, I can remember getting in, and one of my mentors suggested the exact same thing. And I joined BNI. And at BNI, you're not allowed to promote a network marketing business, but you can promote the products. And we had a tagline, and it was like, lose weight, feel great. And you know what? It did bring me leads. It did. And that's something any one of us can do. It doesn't matter what city you're living in North America. Guess what? You can plug into BNI chapters. They're all over the place. If not, you can start one. But you're right. You got to get involved. You got to put yourself in and amongst people, right? If you want, this is a people business. Yeah. And right, you guys took it to this extreme, and you were forced to meet new people because you didn't know anyone in Naples. But the reality is we can all hit reset in any one of our communities, choose to get active, do stuff that you enjoy doing. Right? Like, I mean, you enjoy softball, so you're joining the softball league. It puts you around the team members. It puts you around other teams. I mean, it gets you interacting with people. And that's what this business is really about.
100%.
Yeah. Well, I got to thank you guys so much for joining us this evening. Any final words of advice that two amazing Isagenix millionaires will share with their audience? Because let me tell you.
I'll go first because she's gonna finish it up. I've heard this through a million different people in Isagenix and network marketing. The only way to fail in network marketing is to quit. Because if you continue, even if you're cycling 1, 2, 3, 4 times and you're frustrated, keep going. It's residual income over the rest of your life if you keep it going. And you never know when you get to meet Warren Lance getting Starbucks, or the next Warren Lance, or the next Lisa DeMayo, the next Lynn Hagedorn getting a cup of coffee at a Starbucks that you're switching up and going to the new Starbucks. So if you don't quit, you're never going to lose. You're going to continue making money from now until the rest of your life.
How about you, Danielle?
So I'll just give you like a 2 seconds from Business Mastery. I would encourage everyone who's watching to just think about where you are personally in your business. So, right, we have our own business, then we have the business of Isagenix, and then we have the business of health and wellness as a whole in the network marketing industry. So where are you? Are you a newborn? Did you just get your box? Are you just a little infant? Are you a toddler? You know, are you looking to, you know, it's almost like an adolescent. Are you a teenager? Maybe you're a teenager and you've been in a little while. Maybe you haven't quite built to executive yet. But like we gave you a lot of suggestions, and there's a million more. You know, I encourage you to get your business growing to the point where your teenager now becomes a young adult, and that young adult is going to like hit that sweet spot of adulthood, because it really starts to get good. And when you get into that mature phase, right, like now I'm not talking about aging, but I'm talking about that sweet spot, that, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, that prime of life. Guys, it gets so good that it's worth it, the pain through the little infancy stages and the toddler phase and the you know, the teenager phase. It's all worth it to get to that sweet spot. So figure out kind of where you are and where you have been, because when you get to the little bit into the aging phase where Warren is like with this 400,000 blenders that could go off in a morning, I mean, it's just amazing. And I'll leave you with the last thing that Tony loves to talk about, which is proximity is power. You know, if you're not in proximity to people that are not powerful, then just figure out how to get yourself there. Ask, you know, for a mentor, ask somebody who's very successful to mentor you, come to your upline, come to somebody, your regional salesperson at Isagenix, come to events, meet your cross-line folks in your in your local regions. Everybody who is successful in this company will help you be more successful. So if you're not reaching out, you know, that's a problem, because proximity is power. I can ask two or three or four or five people between me and Warren, and sometimes I go straight to Warren for coaching because we have this relationship and there's no egos involved. So I just encourage everybody to use the resources that are right around you to become more successful.
Oh, you're right. Proximity is key. And it doesn't need to be like next door to you, because one of my mentors was Jimmy Smith. He's on the East Coast, 5-hour flight away from me, yet we spoke on a regular basis, and he just kept pouring that belief into me. You can do it. You can do it. And I did it, right? I grew his belief to fuel my activity. And that's what we all need to do. But guys, I absolutely want to congratulate you.
Thank you, Warren.
I can't wait to have the conversation when the two of you go platinum.
I'm declaring it before celebration in front of all of you.
I am so excited to see the two of you go platinum.
Yeah, Warren, this is my next sign. I stole this one from the Tony Robbins platinum section. That's my sign now. It's covering the Ice Millionaire sign.
Love it. So, to your going platinum. I know it's just around the corner, and I'm looking forward to our next interview and having you share some more of your knowledge and of your journey from where you are now to what it's going to take to get to platinum, and have you reflect. I'm going to be so excited. But for any of our listeners that want to get a copy of this recording and listen to it again, because you shared so much beautiful information, you can go to YouTube. Just search Take Action Team. You can access this Zoom call there. Podomatic, you can get the audio recordings if you follow Take Action Team. Facebook, again, you can get either Podomatic or the Zoom calls off of the Take Action Team on Facebook. Or you can just go to takeactionteam.com. So 4 ways to get the recordings, guys. Have an absolute blessed week.
Thank you.
You guys, we're in for a treat next week. That's all I'll say.
Thank you, Lauren. Love you.
Thank you so much. Take care, everyone.